Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, March 14, 2016, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. We've just returned from an incredible few days of the Legal Shield Leadership Conference in Dallas. Later in the program, we'll be recapping that event. It was great seeing so many of our More Success Team leaders while we were there. Also, I want to remind everyone that Barbara and Manley Wilson, brand new $100,000 ring earners from the state of Texas, will be the special guest speakers at the Super Saturday in Ada, Oklahoma, at the home office this coming Saturday. Very, very excited. They trained from stage, and they did an awesome job. If you want to hear a couple that are doing the deal, then you need to show up at the Super Saturday. But to begin tonight's call, I'm just really excited to announce that the newest $100,000 ring earner on our More Success team is Miss Sherry Branda from the Woodlands in Texas. Miss Branda, congratulations and welcome to the call.
Thank you, Randy.
Why don't you just let everybody know, just tell us a little bit about your story and about your journey and what it means to you getting your $100,000 ring.
One moment, please. Well, this is Apple IP Relay Operator 1220 with the...
I'm sorry, I'll mute that line. Go ahead, okay. Sherry.
For starters, it's super exciting. I have been an insurance agent. I started my career about almost 11 years ago, and I hadn't been working for about 15 years. So starting my career at 40 years of age was a little scary, as you can imagine, and I immediately got into employee benefits with a supplemental benefits company. And I was afraid, but I had to kind of dive right in there because I'd gone through a life change, and that's just what it called for. So, but about a few years into it, I was waiting my turn to present, and another person, Verna Heath from Houston, who's, you know, awesome, amazing Legal Shield representative, she presented the Legal Shield service before me, before it was my turn, and I was just amazed. I'd never heard of it, and when she came back off, and after I'd done my presentation, I said, what on earth is that service? I've never even heard of that. Well, so fast forward a few years later, another person bumped into me, and I heard about it again. And she said, well, I'm on the most amazing team. They're really the patriarchs of Legal Shield, the Moore team, and you really ought to be doing this. And so I said, well, I was curious before, and I think you're right. So anyhow, I got signed on, I guess it was 2009. And, you know, I slowly worked it into my benefit package, if you will. I mean, it was kind of slow going those first number of years. And Tom and I, my husband, are business partners, and we kind of had sometimes a little conflict about it because, you know, we weren't sure if maybe it was sometimes a competition with the other products that we were representing, but I never felt like it was because it's such a unique benefit and everybody needs it and everybody can afford it, unlike some of the insurance benefits out there. So I just kind of slowly persisted and always have loved it, always have gone to the conferences and any training that I can get to, which, by the way, this past weekend was amazing. Every time I say it was the best, but this one I think really was the best. I just never have fallen out of love with it. And we got to where we were getting pretty close to the ring. And Jeremy, you know, I'm a groupie, obviously. I started as an insurance agent, so I was always sort of a groupie. And you know, I had recruited some people, but nobody ever really did much. And I don't know that I was, maybe that was my fault. I don't know that I was such a great mentor. I didn't really know how to do that so well. But slowly, I've added a few people onto the team that are benefit specialists, and so we're all kind of groupies. And little by little, they started introducing it to their group, and I think that was really the difference in last year and then finally this year, that kind of pushed us over the edge. You know, you can only do so much on your own, but when you have even just three or four other people doing what you're doing, even a small amount, not a huge amount, it makes a huge difference. And so this momentum started, which Jeremy had always told me, you know, that's how you really grow. That's how you really leverage yourself, was doing both. I mean, I wasn't going to stop being a group person, but I definitely needed to be open to the recruiting end of it. And finally, when I took what he said to heart, I really tried to just foster that and just, you know, tend that garden of our business, it happened. And we got very, very close and started to get super excited and saw the dream was coming real. And then, of course, our good friends Barbara and Manly made it. And I thought, oh, yeah, I can't let that happen without us getting on board, too. And so, just kidding. But, you know, it was kind of a fun thing to think that two of us on Jeremy and Stephanie's team could actually make it. And I'm just so thrilled and excited that we were able to do that. And I give praise really and credit to all three of you, more gentlemen, and everybody on the team. Everybody's been so supportive and just so kind about it all that it really just kind of it lights the fire that I guess I needed, because I'm not really a competitive person. I'm not a person who does well under pressure of performing like that. I just kind of do it naturally. You know, not one that needs a competition kind of freaks me out. So, but anyway, it happened, and we were thrilled to get the call. I was on my daughter's 10th grade class trip last week when I got the call from Mr. Moore, and I was just so excited and so happy and pleased to know that it finally had happened for us. So, you know, I would say for us, Randy, it's starting my career so late in life, my real career, and getting a slow start at this. I would just encourage anybody that it's, you know, if I can do it, anybody can do it. You know, anybody can do it. And I think people can do it a lot faster than I did it if they'll listen to their mentor, listen to their sponsor, and take some of what we learned this past weekend. I think there's going to be a whole lot more ring earners popping out of this team than ever before, probably. So I just thank you for giving me a moment to kind of share a little bit about our journey. And I'm just super excited and super happy that I did end up on the Moore team and have had all the mentoring from you all and Mr. Moore and you, Randy, and certainly Jeremy and Stephanie, because they've been just super, super gracious to us.
Well, Sherry, we're just so excited for you guys. You and Tom are just special people. We've got to know you a lot better, you know, on some of the trips and some of the big events that we've gone to. But Jeremy's team is actually on fire, and of course, you're mm-hmm. a big part of that. And I think Jeremy's on the line. He may have a question or a comment from you. Jeremy, are you on?
I'm here. I just really, really want to congratulate Sherry and Tom in front of everyone on the call. Couldn't be more happy and proud of their hard work and dedication. And I really hope that the folks on the line could to hear, you know, really what catapulted Sherry and Tom's business from being where it was, you know, consistent executive directors doing it mainly through personal sales volume. But when they really opened their arms and embraced the network marketing aspect of Legal Shield to build a team, to find other professionals out there in the marketplace doing what you was doing, it, you know, it just went from where their business was at, which was good, and you know, writing consistent memberships and protecting families every day, every week, every month. But as Sherry said, it only was about what they could do personally. But when they started bringing other people on board, that's when our business just exploded to a new level. And I really, really special things are happening, and I'm so excited and so proud of your accomplishments, Sherry. You are a true rock star.
Well, you're kind, Jeremy, and I thank you for your patience with me all these years. Like I say, I'm not, you know, we all march to our own drummer, I guess, but you've always had a great way of mentoring all of us in the way that we needed to be mentored, and I appreciate that so much about you. You never push. You always just encourage. And as a sponsor myself, I hope that I can emulate that, and that we can be the same for folks on our team, because everybody does it their own way. We're not all the same, and I just appreciate that you've always, always just encouraged me, never been negative, never been pushy, but just never gave up either. So thank you for that. I really do appreciate that about you.
Sherry, before I would like to go to another $250,000 ring earner. He may have a question or comment. That's none other than Mr. Jimmy Parrish from Alabama. I know he has another call that he has to get on for the state here in just a minute. But, Mr. Parrish, would you have a question or a comment for Ms. Branda? Do we have Jimmy on the call? All right. I show him still on the call. Maybe he has himself muted out. I'm not real sure. Let me see if I can unmute that line. Did that do it? Jimmy, are you on the call?
You don't want that, do you?
All right. I'm sorry, Sherry.
Randy?
Yeah.
Well, I will say this about Jimmy Parrish, even if he's not on, if he's not unmuted. Jimmy was one of the first people that I saw, and Joan Buckner from our team, that were, you know, that I saw, that they spoke and were so friendly to me. And Jimmy was one of the first people that I called on the team. And I was nervous, but I knew he was in group, mostly all in group only. And he's been such a great mentor to me as well, and such a kind friend. Same with Joan Buckner and many others. But those two especially have just, Joan because she was an insurance and Jimmy because he was group, I guess, just have been so kind about mentoring me. And that's what I love about our team. That's what I love about Legal Show, period, is that everybody seems to want to reach out and help each other. And that's so rare in any market, I guess. It's so competitive typically. And I just don't feel that with Legal Show. I certainly don't feel it with the Moore team. Everybody just seems to want to help one another. And I love that because, as I said, I'm not a competitive person. I want all of us to win. I don't want to beat somebody else. I want us all to rise. And,
Sherry, I believe we've got Jimmy back. Jimmy, are you
good?
I'm on. Can you hear me, Randy?
I can now, Jimmy. Go right ahead.
Oh, good. I've been hitting star one till my fingers are tired, but I am delighted. I've got to pick on this other call. We've got Jeff Bell coming to Alabama this week, and state call is the same time as the Moore team call tonight. I told him I couldn't be on. I had to shift things around because I wanted to just personally congratulate Sherry and just to commend her. We've kind of walked down these roads over the last couple of years together since I had a chance to meet her and sat with her at the ED banquet and followed her progress. I just want to commend her for what she's done, especially in the broker space and how she's reached out there and balanced her life. And I know Stephanie does a great job of that, too, as far as balancing her workload and her children's schedules. And admire her for what she's done in her supplemental benefits business and supporting Tom in that. But what would you say to folks that are trying to get started like that and trying to balance everything, Sherry? You've been able to do such a good job of it. But I may have to get off in just a second, but I'd love for the people on the line to hear your how you've been able to do that and balance that in both areas.
Okay, well, thanks, Jimmy, for taking the time to get on. I guess for a moment it felt like it was maybe almost a competition or just sort of a conflict, I should say, of the other voluntary type benefits versus Legal Shield. But slowly Tom and I came to realize that it really isn't. This is such a unique benefit to any other benefit being offered that, you know, I just feel like it stands alone. And it's certainly the most affordable of all the voluntary benefits out there. I just think it's so unique. I always saw that. This was not in competition with a cancer plan or a disability plan or a life insurance plan. It is a life plan. I mean, it's something we actually want people to use. So I've always just tried to just explain that, convey that to HR contacts, to the brokers that I work with, and then to the employees that, yes, you want to be covered in all those other forms of insurance. That's important. We hope we never claim on those policies, obviously, because we hope we never get sick or disabled, et cetera. But this, you know, it's the most unique type of insurance to me that there is because it's something we actually want you to use. So for me, I always saw it as two separate things, two separate, completely separate animals, and I've always treated it as that. And as far as balancing it with business and family, you know, that's hard. I mean, everybody, you know, most people do have to work a full-time job and balance family and marriage and children, et cetera. And, you know, but that's the beauty of Legal Shield is it gives us that freedom. I don't, you know, even though I've had to work the last 11 years after many years of not working, I've never felt strapped because, it's not an 8-to-5 thing. It can be, but it's not rigid, and that's what I love about it. And many times that I thought, oh, gosh, I can't do this. I'm just going to quit and go get a real job. And that's what I would say to Tom. I'm going to get a real job. And he would say, you can do that if you want, but I don't think you're going to be happy. And he was right, of course, every time. And now I wouldn't dream of getting a real job. I like this job just plenty fine.
Well, congratulations again, and I'm glad to call you and Tom friends, and proud of you and the professional nature that you conduct yourself and how you represent the Moore team as well as your own brand of benefits business every day. And, again, congratulations on your success.
Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Mr. Parrish. And, Sherry, I just want to tell you once again how very proud of you. I know you work your business on the B2B side or the business-to-business, and a lot of other people on our team do the networking side. But that's the beauty of this business. Whatever suits you the best, that's the way you can work Legal Shield. And we're just, again, want to give you all the accolades in the world. $100,000 is just a step to your $250,000 ring. We know you're well on your way, and we're very, very proud that you're part of the team.
Thank you so much. And, Randy, give me 1 second to just also acknowledge my absolute other mentors and best friends in this business, which is Barbara and Manny Wilson. And if it weren't for them, too, that I could just go to as a second family, and they've let me stay in their home so many times when I've been up in their area to do groups and mentored me. And I just love them, and I just want to acknowledge how wonderful it is to have other people on the team support you, even though we're on Jeremy's group, but we're not, you know, part of each other's group. But it's just so wonderful to make great friends like that from the very first trip we ever met them to today. So I just, Barbara Manley, I love you guys. I know you're on the call and know you can hear me, but I just thank you for all the support you've always given me as well.
Well, that's two great couples there, Barbara and Manley. They just got their $100,000 ring. You and Tom just got yours. And we've got a lot more in the pipeline. I was talking to one associate. We've got at least 4 or 5 others fixing to pop anytime. So we're very, very excited. Of course, Jimmy Parrish was on just a minute ago. He just got his $250,000 ring. You guys are all doing such an awesome job. And we're so very proud that you're all part of the Moore Success Team. So thank you very much for being on the call.
Thank you, Randy. Thank you.
All right, now to introduce our next guest speaker, I'm going to go to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 4 Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner, and the Executive Vice President of Legal Shield. That is none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, you on?
Can you hear me, Randy?
Yes, sir, just fine.
Yeah. First of all, I won't take time because I think everything people, but I want to thank Sherry and Tom for being on the team. We love you guys to death, and this is only the beginning. And I tell you what, I'm so proud of Jeremy and Stephanie for mentoring you guys and mentoring Barbara and Manley. And, of course, I want to re-say again, Barbara and Manley, we'll be here Saturday. If you're within driving, walking, flying, or even spitting distance, come on down and you'll learn how to make more money, put it in your pocket, and help your neighbors. With saying all of that, we're going to have a gentleman now on the phone. I'm so glad that we've got so many folks, old and young, on our team because we have stability, we have energy, we have excitement, we have enthusiasm. And, you know, this next speaker has everything but age, everything but age. But what we're going to do is change the format a little bit in a week. So we got a lot of executive directors as trainers and everything now. We have so many trainers on our team. We're going to start training you every way from sitting down at the table to sell a membership to how to open a group to what to say when somebody tells you to get away from them. So we're going to go through that. We have some expert trainers on that, and I hope you'll be as excited about that as I am. But, you know, this next young man is just, I don't really know nothing to say except he's a great family man. He's a Christian man. He's a great team member. He's out there working, one of the best recruiters for the last several years, one of the very best recruiters in prepaid. He's been in the Performance Club ever since he's been in and started. He's in the Power 20. He's a Gold Executive Director and a star on our team, Mr. Damon Schiebert.
That's what I was worried about.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Moore. And I got to tell you, you may think I'm young. If you ask my 11 children, they would tell you I'm old, but it's all good. I got to tell you, Sherry Brander, congratulations. Although I think Manley was a little upset that you didn't buy him dinner. You know, the newest ring earner is supposed to buy the other ring earners. Anyway, I got to tell you, we just had so much fun at the leadership conference that just happened. And I just want to recap that a little bit for you. I understand that it originally wasn't open to everybody. And that when they did open it up, they still didn't open it to everybody. You had to be senior associates and above, but they opened it up kind of late. You may not have been able to get there, and it did sell out pretty quickly after that. So if you couldn't make it for any reason, I don't want you to feel bad, okay? But I do want you to understand you missed something. And the goal is to make sure that you're in a position and never miss anything again. Okay, because when they originally did it, it was going to be senior directors and above. You guys want to just get to senior director and above so that in case they don't open the next one, you're still invited, right? And you've got that opportunity right now, especially with the All-In 2 promotion and the drive to senior manager. I mean, dude, there's so many reasons to make sure that you never miss another event, okay? But let me tell you about this leadership conference. It was amazing. It was incredible. It was Jeff Bell spoke. He started us off. I mean, Patrick Hodges, you know, kind of teased us a little bit and then introduced Jeff Bell. But Jeff Bell spoke probably the best talk I ever heard him give. Talked about the five levels of leadership, but from a different perspective, specifically to Legal Shield, right? And he talked about the ability to lead yourself, the ability to lead others, the ability to lead directors and above, right? Not senior managers and below. But someday you're going to have an organization like Mr. Moore has now. And if you have an organization like Mr. Moore does now, you're going to need to be able to lead directors and above. I talked about leading a function, right? Talked about leading an organization. I'm not going to go into too much detail because those talks are actually going to be made available. That's my understanding from what they said at the conference is the talks are going to be made available on the LMS and that for those who are actually in attendance, the PowerPoints will be made available as well. So I'm sure you'll be seeing things at Super Saturdays, at weekly trainings, maybe even on future calls, right? People go and recap a specific talk or a specific idea in the talk. But we had Jeff Bell, then we had Mr. Darnell Self, who to me is just, when we talk about the traditional five levels of leadership, right, we talk about position, permission, production, people development, and personhood. To me, Mr. Darnell Self represents personhood, level five leadership. But just an incredible leader, and he came out and he was able to, in his very candid, transparent, and humorous style, make us understand that we need to get a little bit serious with our Legal Shield business. And what I want to just say about that is, some of you are in this, and you're just getting started, and you're just trying it out, and some of you are in it, and it's a hobby, and some of you are in it, and you're trying to make it work, but maybe you're coming up against some struggles. You know, some of you are in it, and you're just humming along, but the problem is you're just humming along. And then some of you out there and doing the deal and building hard and helping as many other people as you can. But if you're in one of the first few categories that I mentioned there, it's time to get serious, right? It's time to say, hey, I still want to have fun. I still want to just do it part-time. That's okay. I'm not asking you to change that. I'm asking you to focus, right? I'm asking you to focus because what we focus on expands. When I was building my business at the very beginning, it was always just 5 to 10 hours a week. It was always part-time. It's still part-time today. It's still only 10 to 15 hours a week today, but it's a focused 10 to 15 hours. If you're humming along or if you're struggling against something, I'm going to suggest to you the difference between where you are now and being in the profiles of success is simply that one word, focus. And that's what I got from Mr. Sell. He didn't necessarily talk about that. But it's not always what the speaker says. It's what we hear, right? And that's what I got from Mr. Self's talk on Saturday morning. John Addison, newest member of the board, right, talked about real leadership, just published a book. By the way, looks like an amazing book. I'm going to order mine off Amazon, $15 and change, and because I didn't recruit three because my third recruit rolled over to the next month. Anyway, otherwise the company would have gotten – giving it to me for free, I'm a little annoyed with myself, but now I got to spend $15, right? And it's not how much money you make, it's how much money you keep. I could have kept $15. But anyway, he talked about real leadership. And the next several speakers, I'm just going to kind of give you a takeaway thought from each one of them. But, you know, John Addison, the biggest thought I got from him, and, you know, for those of you that believe your leaders out there, and you should believe your leaders. I'm not saying you shouldn't, but if you believe your leaders, here's the thought. Leaders light a fire within people, not under people. Okay? Leaders light a fire within people, not under people. I'll tell you one more from John Addison. There were just so many. But he said, great year. Sherry Brandy just got her ring after being in for several years, right? He said, great years begin with great months. Sherry Brandy has probably had a lot of great months along the way, right? Great months begin with great weeks. Great weeks begin with great days, and great days begin with great thoughts. So what are you thinking about when you get up in the morning? Right? That's core commitment number one now. Right? Start your day the right way. What are you thinking about when you get up in the morning? Brooks Werkheiser, if you show up, you'll go up. If you don't go to class, you won't pass. All right, Chris Hughes, people hate simplicity. He talked about, simplifying things. People hate simplicity because they can't hide behind it. Jim Rohn used to tell a great story, and he would say, new guy gets hired on, Bob gets hired on by the company. He's supposed to make so many sales calls the first week. The end of the week, the boss calls him in and says, Bob, how many calls did you make? And Bob starts in with a story. And the boss stops him and says, Bob, I don't need a story. I just need a number. And Bob tries to continue with the story. The boss stops him again. Bob, listen, the reason I made this box so small is so a story won't fit. I just need a number. Because the numbers tell the whole story, right? Chris Hughes, people hate simplicity because they can't hide behind it, right? Cliff Malloy, if you need a tool to measure your performance, it's called your bank statement. Don Wilson, two secret words, it's only. Never say anything again without saying it's only. It's only 7 memberships. It's only $39.90. It's only 3 memberships and 1 associate, right? It's only. James Rousseau, where is it? Connect the rational or the rationale and the emotional. Connect the rational and the emotional, right? And, again, he didn't necessarily say this, but I took that and I thought to myself, listen, our membership just makes sense. But people buy on emotion. And that's why we need to connect the rational and the emotional, right? Ted Ma, the question is not, are we leading by example? The question is, what example are we modeling for our team? Would you want to follow a leader like you? Because here's the reality. We all are demonstrating an example. Not always leading by it, but we're all demonstrating an example. So the question is, not are we leading by example. The question is, what example are we modeling for our team? And there were a whole host of other speakers, too many to go into, but as always, the leadership conference was not about what we learned in the arena, although we learned a tremendous amount. By the way, probably my favorite segment of the entire conference was the one where we had the $500,000 ring earner panel, right, with our very own Mr. Ken Moore and John Hoffman, Mike Humes, Mike Melia, and Kim Melia. And I got to tell you, some of the questions and answers there were just incredible. In fact, one of the questions posed to Mr. Moore was, some people say, I wish I had started years ago. And Mr. Moore and I talked about that after this panel, and I hope we'll hear a little bit more in detail why we're so happy that we didn't start when Mr. Moore did at our More Success Team event in a couple of weeks, because I promise you, right now is the right time to start. Right? The ancient Chinese proverb says, the best time to plant a cherry tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is right now. Well, I promise you, if you had started Legal Shield 20 years ago, you may not have made it. The best time for Legal Shield is right now. You're in at the right time. But, again, the leadership conference, not just what about happens in the arena, but everything around it. I went to sushi with 8 profiles executives on Friday night. I wish you could have been there for that conversation. I went to, you know, I had an incredible, enlightening conversation with Kevin Moeller, who's the MVP down in Alabama, right? Probably going to be the next ringer on Team Pinnacle. He's that close. But, you know, we spent, I don't know, probably an hour together. You know, we hung out at the hotel lobby, at the hotel bar, talking with Martha Doss, talking with Patty Nelson, talking with Mike Humes, talking with Mike Melia, talking with every, you know, Timmer Halligan, just talking with tons and tons and tons of ring earners where you can have access. I mean, there were only 1,000 people at this event. Half of us were probably, you know, maybe 40% of us were in the profiles. But that's the idea. That's where you get around the heat. And you find out what's working for them, what's working for you, what's not being trained on stage. Because not every story, you know, there's not time to share every technique or every story from stage, but there is time if you'll walk up to those ringers. And as always, I want you to think about this. With the More Success Team event coming up, okay, I want you to think about this. I have never been to an event where I thought, man, I wish I had less people here. Man, that speaker is just off his rocker, and I am so glad I didn't have anyone here. I've never been to that event. I've only been to the events that I wish I had more people at. And I wish I had more people at the leadership conference. But I came out of the leadership conference saying to myself, I've got to get more people to the More Success Team event next month. We have got to get more people because they're going to be inspired. I promise you, most of you, I'm probably preaching to the choir. Most of you probably have your tickets for the event, for your airplane, for the hotel, for everything. By the way, the room block for the hotel closes this week. I believe it's this Wednesday. So if you don't have your room block, you're not going to get the discounted rate. And the nice part is you just have to make the reservation. You don't have to have the money come out of your account today. Go to moresuccessteam.com. Make sure you at least get your hotel reservation. Okay, but you're going to wish, as you're sitting there, you're going to wish that you said, I wish I had pushed harder to get Jimmy and Joe here. I wish I had pushed harder to get Mary and Jane here, right? You're going to come away having learned more, being inspired, and here's the problem. You're going to go back and try and convey it to you. You know, Mr. Randy Moore asked me to talk about the leadership conference. I always have mixed feelings about recapping stuff because you're getting it filtered through me and you're getting, you know, snippets, first of all, and then you're getting it filtered through me. And even if you watch it online, it's not the same. Listen, I have the album, but when I go to the concert, it's a different feeling. And the same thing's true. So we got to make sure that we get as many people registered. I don't know how many people I have on my team registered right now. I've got to check with Stephanie, but here's what I know. Over the next 3 weeks, my goal is to double the number of registrations. Whatever I have right now, I need twice as many by the team event. And if I don't have it twice as many by the team event, then I fail. Because I'll be sitting there and saying, I should have tried harder. So I'm not going to have to say that because we're going to hit the goal. And even hitting the goal, I'll probably still say, oh, I should have tried harder. Because there's always new people coming on board. And here's what I want you to understand. Last thought I'll leave you with. The rest of the world has excuses for your people to not go to ADA. Okay? You only have one job. Your job is to tell them why they need to be in ADA. Okay? The rest of the world will tell them why not to go. Your job is to not buy their excuse and to tell them why you need to be here. And let me just give you an example. I went to Seattle at the beginning of the month for Super Saturday. Okay, Mr. Ted Ma was speaking, newest ringer in Legal Shield, or one of the newest ringers in Legal Shield at the time. And I drove from Boise up to Seattle to go to Super Saturday. I had someone in the Seattle marketplace on my team who, by the way, wasn't planning on going to the team event. and told me they were, you know, going from Seattle to Oklahoma twice, you know, in a 3-month period of time, all that kind of stuff. So I talked to her about the importance of the team event. And so I want you to know, if you want to be core, the team event is part of being core. Okay? It's one of the 10 core commitments. You got to be at the team event. But if you are in a place, if you're not in Oklahoma or Texas where you can drive to it, you got maybe you have to fly to it. If you're not in a place where you can get there easily and you're saying, I've got to make a decision between the team event and the international conference in July, I'm telling you right now, philosophically, I can give you a ton of reasons, and pragmatically, I can give you a ton of reasons. But if you can only make one of those events, the event to make is the more, in my humble but accurate opinion, it's the more successful team event. Okay, there is no excuse. You can't tell me you're going to go to the international convention instead of your job is to be at the more successful team event. I went to the more successful team event last year. We had our best year in Legal Shield. We gave ourselves a 33% pay rate. Most of that came after we came out of the more success team event because people got excited. If money is the issue, you need to be at the more success team event. You need to bring people with you so they can all get excited so you can make enough money to go to the international convention. Anyway, the idea is this. This particular person texted me and said, good morning, Damian. So-and-so and I got a hotel and air reservations for MST in April. Since I have guests for Monday and Tuesday briefings in Bellevue and Linwood and none for today, I opted not to attend today. Thank you for your good work with so-and-so. Look forward to seeing you in Ada. And I said, this is like right before the Super Saturday. I just said, you know, see you there. What was I going to say? And then I thought about it. It ate at me for just a couple of minutes because a couple of minutes later I sent her a text. I said, you know, I was going to let it go with that, but felt I would be doing you a disservice. Super Saturdays are not about having a guest, although that's always a plus. Super Saturdays are about what you can learn. I was at the PC potluck last night, and it was absolutely amazing. I had four others make the trip from Idaho yesterday because of what they will be able to learn from Mr. Ma. If you don't want to attend, that is your choice. However, Super Saturdays are a core commitment. And while I appreciate there's some travel on your part and some expense to go with it, you can't shortcut success. I don't believe you ever did so in real estate. The information you need to grow your business is in Federal Way today. Mr. Ma is 34 years old and the newest ring earner in Legal Shield. And if last night was any indication, he is going to transform your business with the insights he will provide by sharing his journey. If the budget's that tight, I'm happy to buy your ticket. And she said, okay, I'll be there. And she came down. And she thanked me afterwards. But the same thing is true for the More Success Team event. If it's true for a Super Saturday with one ring earner, dude, are you kidding me? How many Millionaire Club members are going to be gracing the More Success Team stage? How many ring owners? How many people you can sit in the lobby with? Go to dinner with? That doesn't happen at convention. It'll happen in April in Ada, Oklahoma. The leadership conference was amazing. It's nothing compared to what we're going to be putting on in April. And with that, Mr. Moore, I'll turn it back to you.
Damian, thank you very much. And you're absolutely right. There will be, numerous Millionaire Club members, numerous ring earners from 100,000 to 500,000 there. And also they'll get the atmosphere from the home office. Some of you have been there, some of you haven't. But it's changing fastly. We're remodeling right now. And just to be there and go away knowing about that. But I tell you, we're going to give away more awards and everything than we ever have before. We got the very best. And if Jeremy feels like it, he's feeling a little under the weather today, and we need to pray for his wife, Stephanie. She does have the pneumonia now, so everybody on the call will, when we get off, if they have a prayer for Stephanie Moore, well, I would certainly appreciate it. Jeremy, are you still on, sir? He felt so bad he might have had to get off. I'm not sure.
I'm here.
Okay, son. What, you got a comment or two?
Monday night, after our team call, we will be having a special retreat call directly following our team call. So next Monday, after this call, we'll be having a special team retreat call. I encourage you guys to get on that. We're going to have a really exciting special announcement, and you want to be able to take advantage of that. I want to reiterate, though, our room block closes. This week, Wednesday, is the day that the room block closes, so you need to make sure your team gets those rooms reserved. Again, like Damien said, you're just reserving it, so take advantage of that so they don't turn those away, and, you know, they'll have to pay a lot more money to be able to stay at the hotel with us. So go ahead and take the initiative, get registered for the event, and get your rooms blocked right now. And next Monday night, we're going to have a special call after our team call, and you definitely don't want to miss that. And with that, Papa, I'll turn it back over to you. God bless you all, and have a wonderful night.
Thank you, Jeremy. Randy, would you have something else?
No, sir. I believe it's time to go ahead and close.
Listen, I want to thank everybody that was participating tonight, and thank the ones that was in the listen mode, because it takes us all to make the team. And listen, folks, we love you, we appreciate you, and we have just begun. We've just begun our journey. I've been here 32 years, and I feel like I'm good for a few more years, and I'm looking to making it with you. God, family, Legal Shield. Thank you and good night.
Good night, everyone.